been from Boston to L.A., seen Boulder down Frisco Bay, been to New York City and to Washington, seen Montreal and Saskatchewan, and Rhode Island. All-night service stations, and I drove a truck. Take me home. My heart is heavy and my feet are sore. Take me home. I don't want to roam no more. Well, I slept all night in a water trough. Had the flu and the croup and the whooping cough. I had the mumps and the measles and the 7-year itch, and I can't count the times that I've had a cold and sore throat, not to mention all the times that I cut my fingers on a sardine can.
Take me home. My heart is heavy and my feet are sore. Take me home. I don't want to roam no more.
Well, I can see them all now, just gathered around on the supper table when the sun goes down. And my dear old pappy, when the blessing is said, filling up his plate with black-eyed peas and side meat and a great big hunk of my dear sweet mother's hot buttered cornbread. Good.
Take me home. My heart is heavy and my feet are sore. Take me home. I don't want to roam no more. Take me home. My heart is heavy and my feet are sore. Take me home. I don't want to roam no more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, the prodigal son, he left home by himself, home by himself. Well, the prodigal son, he left home by himself. Well, the prodigal son, he left home by himself. He said, this is no way for me to get along. Said, I believe I'll tell my father, give me all mine today, all mine today. I'm gonna tell my father, give me all mine today. I'm gonna tell my father, give me all mine today. Then maybe I can get along. Well, the poor boy got all he had, started on down the road, started on down the road. He got all that he had and he started on down the road. He got all that he had and he started on down the road. He said, this is the way for me to get along. Went into a far country, spent all that he had, all that he had. He went into a far country and he spent all that he had. Went into a far country and he spent all that he had. And of course, that was no way for him to get along. Said, I believe I'll hire myself out to some man, self out to some man. Said, I believe I'll hire myself out to some man. Said, I believe I'll hire myself out to some man. Then maybe I can get along. Well, the man told him, yeah, boy, I'll give you a job to feed my swine, feed my swine. Said, I'll give you a job to feed my swine. Said, I'll give you a job to feed my swine. Then maybe you can get along. The poor boy stood there, hung his head and cried, hung his head and cried. Well, the poor boy stood there and he hung his head and cried. The poor boy stood there and he hung his head and cried. He said, this is no way for me to get along. Said, I believe I'll rise and I believe I'll go back home, believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll rise and I believe I'll go back home. Said, I believe I'll rise and I believe I'll go back home. Then maybe I can get along. Well, it's far down the road as his father could see, father could see. Far down the road as his father could see. Far down the road as his father could see. He said, that's my boy and he's coming home to me. He said, father, father, don't own me as your child, own me as your child. He said, father, please, don't own me as your child. He said, father, don't own me as your child. Then maybe we can get along. Well, his father told his elder brother, go and kill my fatty calf, kill my fatty calf. Told his elder brother, go and kill my fatty calf. Told his elder brother, go and kill my fatty calf. Then maybe we can get along. Let us all eat and drink and we'll all be merry and glad, all be merry and glad. Let us all eat and drink and we'll all be merry and glad. Let us all eat and drink and we'll all be merry and glad. So glad you brought my boy home to me.
John brought the lantern and laid it on the table. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let us go. You know, John brought the lantern and laid it on the table. No one can read it like old John. Read them, let us go. Oh, read them, John, read them. Read them, John, read them. Read them, John, read them. Read them, let us go. I said, read them, John, read them. Read them, John, read them. Read them, John, read them. Oh, read them, let us go. You got a 1 by 1, 2 by 2, 3 by 3, and a 4 by 4. No one can read them. Before this time, another year, I may be gone in some lonesome graveyard. Oh, Lord, how long now? Before this time, another year, I may be gone in some lonesome graveyard. Oh, Lord, how long? They got your nose. How long? By the rainbow sign. How long? Say no more water.
Oh, Lord, how long?
Oh, Lord, how long?
in the pleasant month of May, in the springtime of the year. And down by yonder meadow there runs a river clear. See how the little fishes, how they do sport and play, causing a many a lad and many a lass to go there a-making hay. Then in comes the scytheman that meadow to mow down, with his old leathered bottle and the ale that runs so brown. There's a many a stout and a labouring man goes there his skill to try. He works, he mows, he sweats, he blows, and the grass cuts very dry. Then in comes both Tom and Dick with their pitchforks and their rakes, and likewise black-eyed Susan, the hay all for to make. There's a sweet, 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 and a jug, jug, jug. How the harmless birds do sing from the morning to the evening when we were a hay-making. It was just at one evening as the sun was a-going down, we saw the jolly piper come strolling through the town. There he pulled out his tapering pipes and he made the valleys ring. So we all put down our rakes and forks and we left off haymaking. We call it for a dance and we tripped it along. We danced all round the haycocks till the rising of the sun. When the sun did shine such a glorious light and the harmless birds did sing, each lad he took his lass in hand and went back to his haymaking.
As I was out walking one morning in May, I spied a young couple a-making their way. The one was a young maid, so sweet and so fair, and the other one was a soldier and a bold grenadier. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Oh, well, out of his knapsack he drew a fine fiddle, and he played a such merry tunes as you ever did hear. He played us such merry tunes that the valleys did ring, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Oh, then said the soldier, 'tis time to give o'er. Oh, no, cried the fair maid, let's have one tune more. For I do like your tune so well and the touch of your string. I could sit here all night if we could hear the nightingale sing.
And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, then said the fair maid, will you marry me? Oh, no, cried the soldier, that never can be. For I've a young wife at home in my own country, and she is the sweetest little thing that you ever did see.
And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing.
Oh, I'm off to India for 7 long years, drinking a wine and strong whiskey instead of small beer. And if ever I return again, it'll be in the spring, and we'll both sit down together, love to hear the nightingale sing.
And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, love to hear the nightingale sing.
When you're working in the dark
down below,
underneath St. James's Park, down below. When you're working in the dark underneath St. James's Park, well, it isn't half a lark.
Down below.
Over Covent Garden away.
Down below.
In the merry month of May.
Down below.
Well, the fragrance of the flowers gives us many happy hours. And we sing a rondelay.
Down below.
And it isn't hard to tell.
Down below.
If it's Boggs in Clerkenwell.
Down below.
For Boggs in Clerkenwell have a different kind of smell. And you know it very well.
Down below.
Haddon Garden is a spot.
Down below.
That we likes to go a lot.
Down below.
Since a chap in Leather Lane dropped a diamond down the drain, we'll be going there again.
Down below.
And the objects that you find.
Down below.
Serve to entertain the mind.
Down below.
There are watches that won't wind, all wrapped up in a bacon rind. And that isn't all you find.
Down below.
But when to Billingsgate you come.
Down below.
But when to Billingsgate you come.
Down below.
But when to Billingsgate you come and things begin to then you wish you'd never come.
Down below.
But there's something in a sewer.
Down below.
As a strange sort of allure.
Down below.
Since a... Oh, no. There's the magic of the drain. Is a thing I can't explain. And it's calling me again.
Down below.
Jock McGraw, and he's lately joined a football club, for he's mad about football. He's got two black eyes already and teeth out from his gob. Since our Jock became a member, oh, that terrible football club.
For he's football crazy, he's football mad, and the football, it scissor robbed him all the wee bit of sense he had. And it would take a dozen skivvies his clothes to wash and scrub. Since our Jock became a member, oh, that terrible football club.
I was there, Miss Ellen saw. They had two half bricks for a goalpost and a tin can for the ball. And the Provost of Glasgow, he was there, and the Lords and Ladies Fair. The young Jock ran up and he kicked the football 2 miles in the air.
But he's football crazy, he's football mad, and the football, it disrupted him all the wee bit of sense he had. And it would take a dozen skivvies his clothes to wash and scrub. Since our Jock became a member, oh, that terrible football club.
The middle of the field at Hampden Park, the captain says, McGraw, would you kindly take this penalty kick, for it means we win a draw. He took 50 paces backwards, shot off free the mark, and the ball went soaring over the stands and landed in New York.
For he's football crazy, he's football mad, and the football, it disrupted him all the wee bit of sense he had. And it would take a dozen skivvies his clothes to wash and scrub. Since our Jock became a member, oh, that terrible football club.
She swears she'll leave him if he doesn't keep away from football kicking at night time in his sleep. Well, he calls her Bobby Charlton and other things to throw. Last night he kicked her out to the bed and he shouted, it's a goal!
Harry! He's football crazy, he's football mad, and football, it has erupted him all the wee bit of sense he had. And it would take a dozen skivvies his clothes to wash and scrub. Since our Jock became a member of that terrible